Chapter 17. The next words into Reacher's empty mind had been spoken by the grizzled old state police sergeant. Not you. Eventually they led to numbers, first six, then three, then one. Six because they contained six letters, and three because each word had three letters, and taken together they had three vowels and three consonants. Reacher had no patience for people who claimed that Y was a vowel. Three and six. Good numbers. A circle could be drawn through any three points, not on a straight line. Take any three consecutive numbers, the largest divisible by three, and add them up, and then add the digits of the result, again and again if necessary, until just a single number is left. That number will be six. But eventually the words, not you, led past the number six, and then past the number three, and then all the way down to the number one, simply because of their content. Reacher had asked, "Who are you looking for, Sergeant?" The sergeant had answered, "Not you." Not you guys, or not you people. Not you. They were looking for a lone individual. Which was consistent with what had happened at the earlier roadblock. Reacher had gotten a better view back there, and he had seen men driving alone getting extra scrutiny. But not you. Which meant that the cops had at least a rough description of the guy they were looking for, and that Reacher categorically wasn't that guy. Why not? There could be a million reasons. Right off the bat, Reacher was tall, white, old, and heavy, and so on and so forth. Therefore, the target might be short, black, young, and skinny, and so on and so forth. But the sergeant had paused first, and thought, and smiled. The "not you" had been emphatic and a little wry, maybe even a little rueful, as if the difference between Reacher and the description had been a total contrast, or completely drastic. But it wasn't possible to be drastically tall, unless they were looking for a dwarf or a midget, in which case the merest glance into the car would have sufficed. It wasn't possible to be drastically white. White or black was an everyday difference. No one thought of degrees of blackness or whiteness, not anymore. Reacher wasn't drastically old, either, unless their target was a fetus. And Reacher wasn't outstandingly heavy, unless their target was practically skeletal. "Not you," said right after Reacher's deliberate mistake about the guy's rank, which would have been understood as a pro forma compliment. Just one regular guy to another, probably one veteran to another, common ground. "Not you." Emphatic, wry, rueful, and good-natured. Just one regular guy to another, one vet to another, right back, equally. Still surfing on the earlier stuff about the busted nose. Referring back to it in a way. A continuation of the banter. Common ground, established and repeated. Therefore, the guy they were looking for didn't have a busted nose. But then most people didn't have a busted nose. Which meant the sergeant had been generalizing, as if to say, "I'm pretty sure our description would have included that nose of yours, for instance." Which meant they had been told their target didn't have anything especially noticeable about him. No first-glance singularities, nothing obvious, no scars, no tattoos, no missing ears, no glass eyes, no yard-long beard, no weird haircut. Reacher had been a cop for 13 years, and he remembered the rote expression very well. No distinguishing marks. Sorensen and Goodman stepped over the muddy gutter again and climbed back into Goodman's car, and Sorensen said,
"You should check in with your dispatcher. You should see if anyone reported a lone woman wandering about, maybe confused or disoriented. From now on, our working hypothesis is that the two guys stole Del Fuenzo's car, and they might have hit her over the head to get it."
"They might have killed her."
"We have to hope for the best. So you should get your deputies to check the area behind the lounge, too. Very carefully. She could be unconscious in the shadows somewhere."
"By now she'd be halfway frozen to death.
So you should do it quickly.
So Goodman got on the radio, and Sorensen got on her cell to check in with the distant troopers in two separate states. They were both negative on a pair of men traveling together, with average appearance and no distinguishing marks, and they were negative on blood-stained clothing, and they were negative on bladed weapons. Sorensen did the math in her head. The two guys were almost certainly already through. Time and space said so. But she asked the troopers to stay in place for another hour. The two guys could have had a flat tire, or some other kind of unexpected delay. She didn't want to have the roadblocks dismantled only for the guys to roll through the vacated space 5 minutes later. Then she clicked off her call, and Goodman told her his dispatcher hadn't heard a thing, and that all his deputies were searching hard behind the Sin City Lounge and all over town.